7.5 hours into a 12-hour hearing, the tribes played their trump card. The treaties signed in the 19th century, giving them the right to hunt, fish, and gather in the ceded territory of the Lake Superior region. So Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Chairman Tom Molson says that gives them the right to intervene to protect natural resources.
We will decide. We have the right in the treaty areas. So that's something that you got to take home to your tables. It's not a threat. It's a promise. We're going to be talking about that. Miigwech.
Miigwech is thanks in the Ojibwe language. That promise got the attention of Republican State Representative Mike Kuglich of New Berlin.
Can you explain the treaty that you're talking about and how you can affect or not have this go forward? Because I'm not familiar with it.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is downstream from the proposed Pinoki iron ore mine. But Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says the proposed mining bill is a threat to all 11 Wisconsin tribes.
We recognize some of the things in here as being unbelievable threats to us and what we stand and live for. And ultimately, we're willing to go to the mat.
So Red Cliff, Lac-Couturier, Lac des Flambeaux, and Menominee tribes say they've got Bad River's back. While warning the committee not to paint the tribes into a corner, Lac des Flambeaux's Molson did leave the door open.
We need to sit down and talk, you and I. I mean, it ain't like it rubs off, I can tell you. My wife's white. She's still white. So we just need to work together.
The assembly is expected to vote on the mining bill late next week. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Hurley.